A proposal in King County aims to rein in how much access federal immigration authorities have at the county jail. A council committee held its first public meeting on the measure Tuesday. As KUOW's Liz Jones reports, several counties and other states have already adopted similar policies with mixed public reaction.
Here's the situation King County's trying to address. When someone is booked into jail, their fingerprints are automatically shared with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. If ICE suspects a person is in the U.S. illegally, they ask the jail to place a hold. Those holds tend to lead to deportation, even if the person has a clean record.
Not everyone should be turned over to ICE, but some people should.
Jeff Rosen is District Attorney of Santa Clara County, California. 2 years ago, it became one of the first counties to reject these ICE holds. All of them. Even holds for people who are convicted of violent and serious crimes. Rosen disagrees with his county's all-or-nothing approach.
If you hurt someone, if you rape them, if you rob them, if you kill someone, if you're dealing large quantities of drugs, my question is, why wouldn't we deport a person like that?
In King County, we would. Here, this measure would direct the jail to honor ICE holds for serious or violent offenders, but not for people charged with minor crimes, like a traffic violation. Supporters say this proposal matches up with ICE's guidelines to prioritize serious criminals for deportation. This issue has played out differently across the country. Some counties have opted for more control over the jail holds, while others have left it up to ICE. Meanwhile, it's become a statewide issue in other places, like California and Connecticut. In some areas, the policy changes have prompted lawsuits and public outcry. A recent study from the University of Washington looked at King County jail data from 2011. It found that people with ICE holds spent an extra month in jail, on average, and that one out of every eight people held were never charged with a crime. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.